Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I get up every time I have an opportunity to speak to small business owners. I get excited about it. I love doing this every day. I love introducing you to really smart people who can help you with your small business, like our good friend Beverly Williams, a 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, selected and awarded that fine recognition by the SBA. The U.S. Small Business Administration, and also she's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, and she's one of the world's experts on home-based businesses. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here, all the way from Garrett County, Maryland.
Yeah.
Western Maryland, the weird little quirky sliver of Maryland over on the west side there.
That's right, the part that even Marylanders forget we have.
But the quirky little weird little sliver of Maryland that other Marylanders want to go to.
That's right. That's right. It's very definitely a destination spot.
Yeah, it has become that. No kidding. It's no longer a sleepy little place where that's kind of over there by itself and you know nobody bothers them. You guys got folks coming over there. In fact, well, wait a minute. You're one of those guys.
Yes, I was one of those guys.
No, you're still a come here.
I am. You're right.
In those places, there have been here's and come here's.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so you're come here because you're not
I'm
a been
come.
There. So what's going on in the world of home-based business?
Well, it's interesting that we're doing this by telephone. I assume your audience knows that we do this by telephone.
We hook up by telephone. We're not face to face.
Right. We're not.
They know I'm fast, but I can't move around that fast.
We've done it face to face when you've come to my beautiful state.
Yep.
But most of what we do these days is either over the internet through email or on the telephone. We
mm-hmm.
do a lot of our work over the telephone when we're home-based particularly.
More and more business is done virtually, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. And there are some things that I feel need to be addressed by people using the telephone to do business. That has always been an issue. But home-based business people particularly may not be aware as much as others because they are isolated in their home offices. They don't have an office mate looking at them and going, "You called that man honey again."
Or do you realize that there how many times you said ain't?
That's right. That's right. There are so many things that we get almost lazy about on the telephone, and one of them is the fact that we have our own regional dialects, regional words that we use, customs that we adhere to, whether it's being overly friendly on the phone or just our accents. And I've been very aware as we continue to grow as an ethnic community in this nation how difficult it is sometimes to be understood as well as to understand others on the telephone. And it is easier in person when you can look somebody in the face, and I guess part of it is your body language. They can tell that you're.
Well, you can watch their mouth. I mean, you can get their expressions.
Yeah. And you can figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on the telephone, it's much more difficult. And I've developed a number of techniques over the years, and I teach a class on professional telephone techniques. And some of the things that I talk about are common sense. You know, it's the old golden rule, but people always are telling me, man, I really needed to be reminded of that. So I wanted to remind home-based business owners particularly, but all small business owners today, to think about their telephone techniques. That may be the only first impression that you are able to give someone, and so it's very important that you are very professional in the way you answer or use the telephone when dealing with your customers.
Well, at the risk of making people so self-conscious that they never pick up the phone again, which is not our goal,
no.
Ask yourself this question, and this is the question that I ask myself in a lot of scenarios, Beverly, and that does my phone technique, my behavior on the phone, hold me back? Could it be holding me back? Could it be causing me not to get to build a relationship or to get a deal? Do the people on the other end, the words that I use, the language that I use, whatever, my grammar, whatever, does that make them say, you know what? I don't think I want to do business with that person. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way they sound. And it's not about the quality of your voice. That's not what we're talking about.
Right. It may be something as simple as you talking too fast for people to truly understand you without effort. I've run into this a number of times where people will talk so fast on the telephone that you can hardly understand what they're saying. They're just stumbling over their words.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stop and think, my mind works pretty quick, but it doesn't quite take that in and really sink in what this person is saying. And there are some things that you can do if you find somebody talking too fast to you, one of which is to slow down your own speech.
Mm-hmm.
When you slow down your speech, you tend to enunciate better, first of all, and become much more aware of what you're saying, and that will tend to make the person on the other line, the other end of the line, also slow down just automatically as a subconscious reaction. But there's also nothing wrong with asking somebody to slow down a little bit, or that you are having difficulty understanding them, and they will then slow down. But it's hard to evaluate your own voice on the telephone particularly. So you may have to ask someone else, how do I sound on the telephone?
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent point, Beverly. And you know, we need to, it's folks, it's okay to have a telephone voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to develop a telephone voice. If you hear someone giving a speech, if you hear a professional speaker and then you visit with them face to face, you'll find, or if you ran into them at the airport or something, mm-hmm. you'll find that they sound different on stage than they do face to face, probably.
Okay. Yes, I'm
because
guilty.
they have. Well, that's not guilty. I mean, I promise you, I try to do that.
Yeah.
I have a radio voice that's mm-hmm. a little different than the one if you meet me face to face, because I really try to make sure, you know, that where I'm coming across. I think it's okay to do that, folks. I know it's okay to do that. And we're going to talk about this some more, developing your telephone voice, right after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. 20 after. Stay with us.
I need you.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're home-based or want to be, I can't think of a better place to go to get some serious wisdom and information about home-based business than Beverly Williams' book that she wrote with Don Cooper, The 30-Second Commute. But there's another place that I'd like to get you to consider, and that's the body of work that Beverly has deposited with us over the last 8.5 years. And that's the archives of the past shows that Beverly and I have done. And Beverly, I'm trying to imagine what under the sun with regard to home-based businesses you and I have not talked about. And as I've said before, we're like a chicken farm. We don't throw anything away around here. So we keep all those things. And if you find Beverly in our brain trust, and if you go to the blog or the schedule page this week on the website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find her there, and that link from there will take you to all those past interviews. So I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. And Beverly, thank you for all the time that you've and the wisdom that you've given us over the years.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
You know, we're talking about, and give us your website too, please, while we're there.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. She has an outstanding website as well. Beverly, You know, I was talking about developing a telephone voice. The way I, as I say, speakers have their speaker voice, or radio people have a radio voice, or whatever. Mm-hmm. TV people do the same thing. And I think some people might think that, well, that's a little fake. You know, that's not who I am. Well, guess what? On the telephone, that's who you need to be.
That's right. That's right. It's very important to understand just some of the things that we talked about before, and that is that people don't have a visual clue as to what you're saying, how you're saying it, what you might mean behind it, all those things that they might be able to pick up when they're seeing you in person and talking with you. On the telephone, that voice has to convey all those things that you want to get across. Your professionalism comes through in your voice. So it does make a difference, and it is not fake. I said guilty earlier because I didn't realize that I had developed a different voice for a different thing. And although I've also been accused of using my speech voice, my public professional voice, in a lot of different places that I wasn't aware that I was doing it. I was doing something in church one day and made an announcement, and someone came up to me and said, "You have a wonderful professional voice. What do you do for a living?" So it just becomes a natural habit,
right,
that if I'm in front of a microphone, I use this voice. And I'm not even aware that that's what's happening. I hope that I have developed, and I believe that I have developed, a telephone technique that allows people to understand me, to know I'm a professional, that I enunciate properly, I speak slowly enough for people to understand what I'm saying. I don't use regional dialect words or slang in my language,
mm-hmm,
when I'm talking to people, whether it's here or outside of this area. That is something that, for instance, when my husband and I first moved here to Garrett County, he came home one day and he said, "I just had three different women in town call me hun." And he said, "I don't think I'm insulted, but it must be a regional thing." And it happens on the telephone all the time here. I'll call out to the hospital to talk to somebody in the billing department, and she'll say, "Bye-bye, hun. I don't know this person." And I understand that it's part.
Maybe if she knew you, she wouldn't call you hun, Bev.
Now, wait a minute.
but you know, Bev, I'd like to offer a suggestion. You know, I remember many, many years ago, I mean, like decades ago, when my mother worked for Illinois Bell Telephone Company, she used to come home talking about how the ladies, she was an operator, and all the operators were ladies, all the supervisors were ladies. Mm-hmm. That's to tell you how long ago this was.
Right.
And so she said, you know, that they had this little deal among themselves. If anybody had bad breath, they would hand them a stick of dentine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the code. And nobody got offended. It was just how they helped each other out. And we have swim buddies. When we go swimming, we're not supposed to go swimming alone. Why don't we have speech buddies? Why don't we have a buddy that we can talk to on the phone, and we give them the green light to critique us, and we can critique them.
Mm-hmm.
If we're just visiting about anything, and I say, let's you and I agree that no matter what we're talking about, if it's golf or hunting or sewing or quilting or gardening or whatever, that you and I will use our professional voices together. And if I use a bad grammar, you'll say, "Wait a minute, that was a bad grammar," or whatever. What do you think about having a speech buddy?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. The concern that I might have about that is this person also someone who is aware of proper grammar and proper?
You got to pick out the right people.
You do have to pick the right person, that's for sure. So, but yes, I think that's a wonderful idea. It will help you to get the feedback that you need to make sure that you're being very professional in using your telephone voice, which may be your lifeline to your customers.
Especially if you're home based.
That's right.
Home based folks do more, probably percentage wise. More virtual business than otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked in the past about making sure that there's a quiet place for you to be able to use the telephone to talk to customers when you're home base. There's not a dog barking in the background or kids running, but
or music in the background either.
Or
Beverly,
music in the background. That's right.
That's a very important one. Have a quiet space. Hey, Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job as always, and we'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
Thank you, Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. That's BeverlyWilliams.com. Got to take a quick break. Right back with our good buddy Tom Asacker. We're going to talk about branding. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.